It's now time for Rap Sheet, and with us today is Parsons Police Chief Robert Spinks.
Would you provide us with an update on how the KLETC facility is impacting the community?
Well, you know, it's growing. Just recently, they were able to finally hire a part-time coordinator, so we have a person on the ground, so to speak, here, which is really helpful because that will start to increase the number of classes that they can offer here locally. Until they had the part-time coordinator hired, they were having to send a representative from the police academy down here to coordinate those training days. But we've had several training days, and those are noticeable in town because suddenly there's an influx of 20 or 30 more police cars with all kinds of different agencies here in Parsons. I've had some people say, gosh, what's going on? Is there a big raid? Nope, it's just a training day. And of course, then those 20, 30, 35, 40 plus people that are in town, they're coming in and they are going to restaurants. They're getting meals. Maybe they stay overnight if it's a 2 or 3 day class. And that was one of the reasons why we really tried to recruit KLETC to come to Parsons. It's an economic development program as well. As the facility continues to ramp up the number of classes, they've always said that at full capacity, which will take a few years to get to, they wanted to be able to produce 3,000 man hours of training annually. And now we kind of did some rough figuring to potentially $250,000 in just lunch, dinners, gasoline, overnight stays. So that's really helpful to the community, not just from the benefit that we see with it being centrally located, because in this training region, which is a multi-county area, Parsons happened to be the location where none of the agencies training region with the state would have to drive longer than about 47, 49 minutes. The great suburbs of Hutchinson and Yoder, that's kind of like the epicenter for the Kansas Law Enforcement Training Center. And then our training site is the third of six across the state that KLETC is developing, with the idea that they wanted to be able to grow the concept of regional training so that law enforcement officers didn't have to make multi-day travel back and forth between the main academy.
You've been listening to Parsons Police Chief Robert Spinks on another edition of The Rap Sheet.